Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think I saw a report that you have spoken to Seattle. I'm wondering how much thought you've put into potentially playing for an expansion team as, you know, in the first couple seasons of their existence versus playing for a more established team.
Yeah, I mean, I think either way would be really awesome. You know, it's a little different in both ways. You know, you get a pretty established organization and you kind of already have a fan base, but I think it'd be a lot of fun to play for kind of like a new organization, a new team. You know, I think that would be really cool, especially because I'm sure, you know, the city's probably really excited to kind of get a hockey team, and I think it'd be cool either way, but yeah, definitely.
Thanks, Darren. Next question comes from Paul Hamilton. Go ahead, Paul.
Matty, what did you learn in your first year at Michigan, and how far away do you think you are from being able to make that jump to the NHL? I mean, you got some world championship play, so you have an idea of competing against NHL players. So what did you learn your first year, and how far away do you think you are?
Yeah, I mean, this year at Michigan was great, definitely. I think the pace of play was a little higher than I've played before, you know. I mean, I got to do that, and also at World Juniors and then Worlds, you know, we kind of get tired every step of the way. For me, I think, you know, I think it's a few years. I'm not totally sure what's going to happen, but you know, I think that I'm pretty close. You know, it takes a lot of work to get there and kind of stay there and be impactful. You know, you got to be ready mentally and physically. So I'm not totally sure what's going to happen and when I'm going to be there, but I'm hoping it's soon. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Thanks, Paul. Next question comes from John Warrow, the Associated Press. Go ahead.
What are your impressions of Owen Power and what he's done for himself this year, and what makes you think he just, you know, he's the number one prospect?
Yeah, I mean, Owen had a great year this year at Michigan. You know, he played really well at Men's Worlds. You know, he got a lot of opportunity, and he really took advantage of it. And, you know, he started off not playing as much and kind of worked his way up. And, you know, I think everyone saw that, and they started playing great. And, I mean, he played great the whole time and then won gold. So, you know, he's a good friend, and I wish the best for him. And, you know, he's such an all-around player, so big, can move his feet. You know, he's definitely a number one pick contender. You know, I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I hope the best for him. I hope he can go as high as he can. And yeah,
thanks, John. Next question comes from Neil McHale. Go ahead, Neil.
Hey, Matty. I think you were one of only two players on that U.S. team that played over in Latvia 2 months ago. What was that experience like? And then just as a second question there, you're from the same town as Brian Boyle. What was the experience like playing for him, and how was he as a teammate there, and how much did you learn from him?
Yeah, I mean, going over there was great. You know, playing with a bunch of pros, kind of being around them on and off the ice, you know, it's definitely a different kind of atmosphere. Everyone kind of always says, like, you got to be like a pro, you got to train like a pro, act like a pro. You know, those guys really embody that. It's nice to see it firsthand that, you know, they take care of the body so well on and off the ice, you know, stretching, doing the little things, getting out there early, working hard. So it's pretty cool to be there in that atmosphere and kind of play against older guys and get that experience of how the pace is going to be, you know, how all the different things. So, you know, the experience was great. Being there with Brian was awesome. You know, he was kind of like a big brother to me, a little like mentor to me. You know, I was a young guy, didn't really know a lot of people, you know, he kind of went out of his way to make sure I was feeling comfortable, feeling good out of there. Kind of give me tips along the way, practices, tell me they do things here or there, like kind of, so I think that was really helpful because, you know, you don't have anyone, or at least I didn't really know a lot of people. I knew him from passing and some names, but I didn't really know many people. So he kind of went out of his way to make sure I was feeling comfortable and meeting everyone. So that was awesome.
Thanks, Neil. Next question comes from Lance Lasowski. Go ahead, Lance.
I mean, you spoke generally about what you gained from just the experience at Worlds, but specifically when it came to the practices and the games, when it comes to areas of your game personally, I mean, what did you really come out of that experience feeling good about when it came to your game and how it translates to playing against men, you know, at that level and that sort of, you know, event?
Yeah. You know, I think kind of my ability to make plays, see the ice, kind of my hockey IQ, I think that was pretty good. I felt good about that there and kind of my edges, my skating ability when I'm there. I think that those kind of two things allowed me to – it was definitely a faster pace, and I think those helped a lot to help me play well and make plays and kind of have an impact while I was there. You know, the way to see the ice, the way I move my feet. I think that also helped me a lot kind of forechecking, backchecking, things like that. Definitely something – you know, those guys are all a lot bigger, so that's something I want to do. I want to get bigger, get stronger. You know, I think everyone does when you're this age and kind of growing up. But it was a lot of fun. I think those two areas were helped me a lot to succeed.
Thank you, Lance. Next question comes from Chris Mathis. Go ahead, Chris.
Thank you very much. Matthew, I was just kind of wondering, we were watching last year when your teammate Brisson was drafted and all the players around, lots of fun stuff. What did you kind of learn from his draft? And then just a second question on following that up is this kind of what the Golden Knights got who when they drafted Brendan there? What would you say?
Yeah, no, that was a lot of fun last year at Brendan's draft. You know, all the guys were there supporting him. And, you know, we were going through and you never really know where you're going. You know, he didn't really have any idea. We didn't have any idea. So when your name gets called, it's really like, oh, that's awesome. It's amazing. You know, going in the first round. But as a person, as a player, you know, he's a great person to start out with, you know, just a fun guy to be around, nice guy off the ice. People kind of seem to attract to him. Never has a bad thing to say about anyone. He's always kind of your biggest fan. And, you know, on the ice, he's an elite goal scorer. He can kind of score from anywhere. He works hard. He's a lot more all around than a lot of people think. I think he, especially this year, you know, he started to really play good defense, blocking shots, working in the corners, winning battles. And that's just only building upon how skilled he is with the puck, how good he can score goals, how good he is on the power play, things like that. So, you know, I think the Golden Knights got a really good player. They're lucky to have him, and you know, hopefully you guys can all see that in action soon.
Thanks, Chris. Next question comes from Chris Faber. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Maddie. A lot of people have said very high things about your defensive game. I'm wondering, is that something that you like to key in on? Is that something that you've been keying in on your pretty much your whole career living up to this point?
Yeah, I think I definitely take pride in it and make sure I'm doing well at it. You know, I think that kind of just comes along with, you know, my hockey IQ and kind of how I played growing up. It was always, my dad coached me when I was really young, and he always had an, kind of a set importance of playing the game the right way, playing defense, making sure you're kind of behind the puck and, playing the right way. And also, you know, growing up watching Bergeron, you know, he does all those things. He's one of the best in the league at, you know, playing that two-way center game. So I think that's kind of just how I grew up, how I played when I was younger. And I just continued that on, you know, year after year, just making sure I was good in the D zone before offense, you know, to play defense before you get to the fun stuff. So that's kind of how it's been my whole life. And I just kind of continued that on.
Thanks, Chris. Next question comes from Mike Morreale. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for doing this. What quality about your game isn't talked about enough?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I think maybe my shot or, my skill, I think, I think I got a lot. I think my shot's getting a lot better, especially over the last year or two. My shot, my scoring ability, it's still getting better. And but I think those two are pretty really good. And a great asset of mine. But I don't know. I think he gets talked about a good amount. And I'm not really sure.
Let's go to Ansar Khan. Go ahead, Ansar.
Yeah, hi, Matthew. What does Kent Johnson bring to the table? What can you just describe him as a player, his strengths?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great person, great player. He has super skill. That's what I like to say. He sees the ice well, really good stick skill, can score goals, can make plays, pass the puck. So you get a lot of offensive skill. And also, he's getting a lot better at defense. And I think a lot of guys this year kind of moving into the college level, you kind of see them figuring out that you got to be good on both ends of the puck. And I think he was one of them that was really good at this year at that too, going in corners, winning battles, playing defense. I think that gets overlooked a little bit, but I think it's a lot better than people think. Just being on his line this year and playing with him, great line mate, great teammate as well. So there's a lot of upside with him, and he's only moving forward.
Thanks, Ansar. Let's go to Bailey Johnson. Go ahead, Bailey.
Hey, Maddie. Just wondering if you've met with the Blue Jackets yet, and if you have, what that conversation was like.
Yeah, I have. It was really good. Talked about a lot of different things. I think it's pretty a lot of standard stuff between a lot of different teams. Who you are as a person, that kind of try to get to know you, get to know your family, your background, kind of your hockey sense, your what you think how you think you play like. So I think that's it was pretty standard throughout a lot of the teams, and but it was good, and I liked them a lot.
Thanks, Bailey. Let's go to John Toth. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Maddie. You're in a unique situation where three of you guys are played together in college, and you're about to get drafted high in the draft. What's your conversations like between you and Streetians, kid around with each other about where you might go or?
Yeah, a little bit. I think, not as much kid, but just, ask, see how he's doing. I don't think any of us really put too much stress on ourselves about the draft and what everyone's saying, what's going on. So I think it's more just like, how are the interviews going? What's going on? Who do you like? What's it? Things like that. So, just talking a little bit here and there, not too much about the draft. But yeah.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.